My name is Peggy Glover, and I am one of the co-chairs of the auction this year.
And that is the Women's Club of Carrollton?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of function is this? I mean, is it? I see that it's an auction and a dinner. Tell me a little bit more about the auction part.
Okay, we have live auction and we have silent auction items. The buffet and the silent auction starts at 5 at the Carrollton Country Club, and then the live auction will start at 6:15.
Now, what's going to be on the buffet line? Because I know at the Country Club they're going to have some good stuff. What do they got?
We have a choice of 3 different kinds of lasagna this year with the salad.
That sounds delicious. Who's catering?
The Country Club makes it.
Oh, does that mean that Pat's cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be delicious.
Yeah. We've had this before, and everybody liked it. So
he does a great job all the time. Now, tell me a little bit about a few of the things that are going to be on the auction block. Do you have any idea on?
We have lots of craft items, decoration items. We've got some chief stuff, of course, Mizzou stuff, baby quilts, baby afghans, baby items. There'll be lots of baked goods, and then items donated by different merchants and people in town. There's also a gift certificate for a bed and breakfast in Weston. And probably have a dinner for 8 that we auction off.
Wow, you guys are going to have a great variety of things going on.
Oh, yes.
There.
It's going to
be exciting. Now, is this an annual thing that you guys do?
Yes, it is.
How many times have you guys done this?
I was trying to find that out. I think it started in probably 1989.
Okay.
And so they've had it every year since.
Every year.
Started with one recipient, and now this year we gave 8 $2,000 scholarships.
Now, the money that you guys get goes towards?
Fine arts scholarships for Carrollton High School.
And do they have to be graduating seniors?
Yes.
Okay. And the amount that they get depends on the amount that you guys bring in this year?
Yes, and, you know, various factors. There again, I've not done that before, but. Well.
Right. It all depends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, we were talking about tickets earlier. How much are tickets and how long do we have to get those tickets?
Tickets are $14.
Okay.
They can be purchased at Mulch's or Shirley's.
Okay.
And preferably by tomorrow morning on Tuesday so we can get the count in. So we'll have all the food for all the people.
We don't want people to come in and not be able to have that delicious lasagna that Pat's going to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say I'm not able to get out and get a ticket, but I still want to show up. Is that possible?
No.
Can I pay at the door?
No.
No paying at the door. Good deal. Okay. Now, the theme for this year, do you guys have a theme?
A celebration of the arts. And so we've got Christmas trees decorated in different art type things. We have an art of cooking. We have an art of dance. We have music. And those will be about 18-inch trees, and they'll be our table decorations too, but they'll be sold.
Those are going to be sold at the auction
yes.
as well?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that'll be fantastic. Now, do you have a goal that you guys are looking to meet this year? I know you guys just have...
We don't set a specific goal. We just like to do a little bit better than we did the year before, and I wasn't in charge, so I can't tell you the exact figure.
How many recipients do you guys have this year?
It will depend on how many apply, okay. How much money we have, and, you know.
And then when do you guys start accepting applications for the scholarship?
It's after the first of the year.
Okay. So we'll get more information on that closer to the first of the year on when,
yeah.
when and how.
The school counselor and they work with the committee, and they know which kids are. And they are fine arts scholarships.
Right.
So it's people that participate in chorus and band and art and different things like that.
Great. Well, yeah, we've got the ag scholarships and
mm-hmm.
so course specified is what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Now, how many tickets do you guys have for sale?
As many as we can sell.
So you guys didn't print up like 200 or anything like that?
I printed up 150, but I don't. We're sitting right at 100 right now, so I expect to be anywhere from 120 to 130 before
That's
it's all over.
Super. Now the money from the ticket sales and the auction all goes toward the scholarships, or just the auction?
The ticket sales pay for the food
okay. And
the club, and then so. Most the money will just be what we get from the auction, which will go to the scholarships.